Ava keeps bringing up all the bad things I've done. It's really mean. She's no angel herself.
Well, the Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Well, hi, everybody. This is Zach, and welcome to Keys for Kids. Now, the rest of that Bible verse is found in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 24, where it says, "We're justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, then pay careful attention to this story. It's called Sweet But Sinful. Several old picture albums and many loose photographs were scattered over the living room floor. "I'd like to rearrange our albums with captions above the pictures," explained Mom when Ava and Emma asked what she was doing. "You can sort these photographs and see if you come up with something to write about them." "Okay," said Ava. She grinned and reached for a picture. "Lifeguard blows whistle at Emma will be great for this one," she suggested. "This was the time we were at the beach and the lifeguard yelled at you, Emma, remember?" Emma rolled her eyes and picked up another photo. "Look at this picture of our Thanksgiving dinner last year. The food looks yummy." "The caption for that could say, 'Give thanks before you eat,'" said Ava with a grin. "I remember you got in trouble for eating before we prayed." She picked up another photo. "Look at this one, Emma. You're pouting in this snapshot," she said with a laugh. "We could call it, 'Will you stop bringing up the bad things I've done?'" Emma angrily interrupted her sister. "You're no angel yourself, you know. In fact, you can really be a pain sometimes." "Well, none of these pictures remind you of the bad things about me," Ava said smugly. "That's because you're two-faced," replied Emma. "You smile for the camera so everyone thinks you're so sweet and good, and then you do something bad when no one's looking." Mom frowned as she picked up two photos. "In these photos, I see not one, but two sinful little girls." "Mom, those are our baby pictures," said Ava. "You can't find anything bad about a baby." Mom smiled. "You look sweet enough," she agreed. "But every single baby is born a sinner. No one is better than anyone else. The Bible says we're all sinners from the moment we're born." She looked at the girls. "It doesn't matter what you see in any of these pictures. The Bible is the only thing you need to look at to know that you're both sinners in need of a Savior." So what about you? Do you ever think you're not as sinful as someone else? Sin is sin, and no sin can enter heaven. But sin can be forgiven through Jesus Christ. Have you admitted your sin and realized that Jesus took the punishment for it? Have you asked for His forgiveness and invited Him into your life? If not, do it today. Our key verse is Romans 3:12. It says, "There is none who does good, no, not one." And our key thought, everyone has sinned. One of the ways that God encourages us is through His Word, and reading your Bible every day will help you to hear His voice of encouragement. Now, it's true sometimes when you're younger, it's hard to understand what the Bible means when you read it, but there are some really smart people who have made some Bibles that are just for you. They tell you about the people in the stories, what their friends and neighbors were like, and they even add some other cool stuff that will help you understand the Bible. And they give you some suggestions about how to apply the Bible lessons to your very life. Now, I'd love for you to check out some of these Bibles and to see if they'll help you understand what God is trying to say to you. Ask your parents to help you check it out and go to our website at keysforkids.org. Once you're there, click on the button that says shop and check it out. Well, as always, my name is Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.